Hello, hello everybody. Welcome. My name is George. This is the FPL Banter Pod. I hope we're all doing well. It's been a bit, it was a weird week. It was a weird FPL game week. I thought I got a bit of the rub of luck, and I guess I kind of did. I got a very, very small green arrow, a 5k green arrow to be exact. But you know, my bread and butter is the mini league. That's what I care about the most now. And it, yeah, Claire got some jam, I tell you. Not jam in terms of bench jam, but jam in terms of a Senesi assist that was given from a penalty that shouldn't have been. A Bruno assist that isn't an assist, quite frankly. And, you know, I and then an overhead kick goal from Pedro in the last minute. I lose a 10-pointer from Porro in the last minute. Yeah, just the game week, really. However, we move. We go into the double, the last double of the season. And I'll be honest, I don't know what I'm doing this week in terms of transfers, in terms of whether I'm going to use my bench boost or not. I'm now at the point where I might save it one more week. Purely because, I mean, I'll go into it in more detail, but basically I can't get Gyökeres and Saka without a hit, basically, unless I sell Semenyo this week, or Virgil, which I don't really fancy doing on either of them. And even if I did sell Virgil, it would be for a 4.3 defender, which just isn't, you know, I just don't like the look of it. I like the Liverpool fixture this week. And yeah, so we're going to go into it. We're going to have a little conversation of what we're going to do. We'll go into the mini league banter table. We'll go through my team last week, and then we'll try and have an idea of what we're going to do this week. But as it stands, I might not bench boost, because the Free City, I'm going to play, basically. And my bench isn't all that. I mean, I've got Dubravka against the Villa side. I've got Wilson against a really good Bournemouth side. Yeah, there's just a lot there that, and I'm more to the idea I might just hold it for 38. I might just do two transfers this week, do one next week, one in 38, and then I'll bench boost what it is, because I'm not keen on the bench this week. Face him, it looks a little bit better, especially if I get free Arsenal by the end of next week. But yeah, we'll go into it. So we'll go through the table first. So bear with. Duncan always tells me, George, why don't you just get it up, like, straight, why don't you have it up? And he's right, but it's purely because I'm doing this all for my mobile, so I had to come out of the voice app and then into this. And anyway, we'll start from the bottom this week. So we'll start from the bottom, because so Andrew with a 43, he's on a 1898. He's two off 1900 now. Bless him. I've said it a few weeks now. Andrew is a good, very good FPL player. He just had bad luck after bad luck after bad luck this season. And he will definitely be much better next season. I can promise you that, mate. So keep going, because, you know, you are a good FPL player. Fiona, who hurt club and now in a Champions League final. The double is on after the City drawing as well. So the double is back on for Arsenal. She got a 46 with a 1973. 2-9 Nicole. And she actually had a really good week. She got a 64 and she's on 2015. That was a good year, 2015. She's on 2015. 8 points ahead of her is Kelly with a 68. Great score for Kelly, that. And she was in the FPL Family Manager of the Month top 10 list for this week. So she's on the cards to win it. Louise, who we celebrate, have had some early birthday celebrations with myself, Fiona, Louise, Steve made an appearance. And with Louise's friends, Noel and Kim, which was a lovely evening. We saw Spurs get 3 points. And we played a darts with basically a broken interactive dartboard. And we played some pool as well. But yeah, it was lovely. Louise in sixth place with 2036. 2 points ahead of her is Duncan, who did wildcard last week and it paid off. He had Saka, a 2% Bukayo Saka. And he got a lovely 68. And he's only 20 points behind Steve with a 57, who captained Gabrielle, by the way. Ballsy, but hey, look, clean sheet points. It worked. It wasn't the worst captaincy shout in the world, to be fair to him. And he's had a few howlers with the captaincy this season. But, you know, that one played out well for him. So fair play. And then we got Rory in third. With a 56, and I'm 1 point ahead of Rory on a 2088, and then 15 points ahead of me still is Claire. So the Danhausen, you are cursed, did not work. If anything, I think it kind of cursed me on that last game with City. I mean, Haaland did score, so look, I'll take it. But on another day, could have been, you know, Semenyo could have got some points. Haaland could have got another one, and yeah, just one of them. I got 15 points to catch up. Claire is chipped out, so that's the thing we've got to remember here. Claire is chipped out, so that's where I could still do something. Now, in terms of the bench boost, I think a -4 is the max you go for the bench boost. Ideally, I don't want to take a hit and then press the bench boost. And I'm still not 100% against it this week. It all depends. If I take a -4 this week, I actually don't think I'll bench boost. But basically, I want Gyökeres and Saka. I want to attack these Arsenal's last three games. I'll do that in a minute. I'll go through my team for last week and then we'll discuss my plans, if you will. So we got a 58. I think I just mentioned that. So we got, as I said, we've got a 5k green arrow as well. So I'll just tell you my overall rank at the moment. 232k. So I was 237k. Before this game week, and now I'm 232. So, green arrow is a green arrow, right? I mean, we've got 3 weeks to get top 100k. I don't think it's going to happen. I think I bottled it in that week where I went treble Spurs. Yeah, that's the week where I burnt myself, I think. I mean, it wasn't a great week for anyone anyway, really. But, yeah, doing the double triple Spurs, two of them going off for injuries, captain and Xavi, just didn't go the way I hoped. Royce got a 3, should have got a clean sheet, but if it wasn't for that Ballard red card, which I don't think is a red card, by the way, I think it's a really harsh red card. I think the Martinez hair pull 3 weeks ago was a red, but I think this one was just really, really harsh. But yeah, it is what it is. He got a save point. It could have been a 4, but he got a yellow card in the last minute for time wasting, which was annoying. But yeah, it is what it is. Gabriel with a 6. Gabriel doing Gabriel things. Virgil with a 1. One off Defcon as well. So that was slightly annoying because that could have been a 3. Pedro Paul with a 4. Last minute consolation, last minute goal conceded. He was on a 10 pointer and it went down to 4, conceding one goal and getting a DEFCON. O'Reilly was disappointing. He had a few opportunities where he could have actually got himself a goal, but with that game being 3-3 and him not getting any DEFCON, he gets a 1 pointer. Hill, the man of the hour for me in my team this week. Clean sheet, DEFCON, bonus points, you know, everything you want in your back line in FPL. Bruno, just a one assist. So I was quite lucky because everyone around me, in not just a mini league, but other mini leagues as well, they all had Bruno cap. It was very Bruno Haaland, and then Steve being Steve going Gabriel. Although Rory did go Calvert-Lewin as well, which was very ballsy. And he just got away with it. But yeah, ballsy. So once he got an assist in the first 7 minutes, I was like, oh, here we go. And then he should have scored in the first half. He should have had another assist in the second half. So really, I could be 30 points behind Claire at this point. But alas, maybe the curse did work. Maybe he cursed Bruno just to get the one assist. Semenya with a two. Dango winning a penalty for Thiago. So a Dango-Thiago combo with six each. And then a Haaland cap getting me 14 points. Dubravka with a two. Wilson with a two. And then Solanke and Xavi, the injured duo on my bench. So we go into next week. The deadline is Saturday at 11 o'clock, by the way, which is good because I need as much time as I can get to decide what I'm going to do. Here's the thing, right? I got a bench boost, and I'm very overthinking it. I'm very overthinking when I want to use it. I could hold it till the very end and just know that I have that. That I can just whatever happens in this mini league, I can go, right, I got one more chip till the very end. I'm just going to take my baseball bat and absolutely have a massive swing and on a few punts on my bench, if I can. There is that option. The other option is, which I've been pondering all week, is swapping the double Spurs attackers for the double Arsenal attackers, which would be Gyökeres, Saka. The only issue with that is I can't sell Semenyo to downgrade anyone because he has a double. And I can't even do Semenyo to Doku because I don't have enough. I ain't selling Bruno. I'm just not doing it. It's silly. However, playing devil's advocate, there is an argument to sell Bruno. Now, I know everything that goes through United is him. I get that. 100% get that. But they've got Champions League football now. It's done. They've got three games left. It's done. You can maybe see a little bit of, okay, now Bruno wants to get ready for a World Cup. And I know he wants to beat that record. And I think he will. He's got three games to do it. And I think he will. And I'm not going to sell Bruno, but it's just a bit of a, right, United have done what they were set out to do this season. They got Champions League football. Do they just take their foot off the gas a little bit and almost relax? Maybe Bruno doesn't play 90-minute matches anymore. Maybe he does 60 and then comes off. I don't know, you know. I can't sell him purely because of the ownership, and it's going to hurt if I did. But I just sit there and I go, Could I sell you? I mean, I'll have a little look now. I mean, if I was going to do the three that I wanted to do, I mean, just see how much I have left over. Sorry, I've gone silent there for literally a second just because I want to. So, like, for example, if I really wanted to, I could sell Bruno for a minus four and I could get Szoboszlai, Saka and Gyökeres. They're the three I actually want at the moment. People going, why do you want double Liverpool? Like, blah, blah, blah. I could sell Virgil, but I don't know really where I'd go. I could go Arsenal defence again, double Arsenal defence instead of Saka or Gyökeres. I'm not doing the Bruno thing. I'm not, but I just, if I wanted to bench boost and take the minus four, that is maybe how I'd do it. I don't think I will, Bruno will stay for at least another week because he will want to break that record and he will probably do it this week. If I want a bench boost this week, there's two ways I can do it. So if I'm set on, I want Gyökeres and Saka for this bench boost this week, Virgil has to go. If I don't sell Bruno or Semenyo, the next up is Virgil. I ain't selling Gabriel. The problem is, if I do that, I've only got 4.3 left. So, which means I'm looking at players like maybe Tyrone Mings gets a clean sheet against Burnley this week. Castagna for the DEFCON maybe in for Fulham, but they're playing Bournemouth, so I don't know about that. I could go double Spurs defence. I could go Udogi. I mean, he's starting every game, it seems, for Spurs. If Boscagli's still starting for Brighton, I could go there. I'm not too sure. Danzo, I could go for. With Romero out, Danzo is the second centre-back. But in terms of an attacking return, I don't think we're going to get that. And I think Leeds do score against Spurs this weekend. Dorgu's back. I don't know how many more minutes he gets. Juve, Wan-Bissaka, Alderete, but like the Burnley defence, the Sunderland defence has gone a bit quiet. The other one's James Justin, who does have Spurs, but I don't really want Pedro Porro and James Justin. Yeah, it's not... Basically, I'm selling Virgil for one of them. It's not very appealing. And that's purely just to get Gyökeres and Saka. If we're deciding who we want more, I think we want Gyökeres more than Saka. Purely because I think Saka's minutes are still being managed from Arteta. And it seems to be, as soon as Arsenal go 1-0 up or 2-0 up, he just wants to take Saka off. He don't overwork him. He wants to get the goal, come off, put a more solid someone else to sort of come back and help defend, keep the clean sheet, all that stuff. So if I don't go Saka and I don't take a hit, as I said earlier with Bruno Szoboszlai, I really like Szoboszlai for this week and for the games to the end of the season. So Liverpool still need to win their games to make sure they get European football. Bournemouth are just behind them. We're also behind them as well. I mean, for us to get Liverpool's spot, we have to win all three and Liverpool have to lose all three, which is very unlikely, but Liverpool still need to have a strong finish to the season. I think they will do that. I think they were a little bit unlucky in the United game. I thought that Sesko goal was a handball, so I don't think it should have been given anyway. They were a lot better the second half, Liverpool, and I just think Chelsea are a mess. Like, Chelsea are... Liverpool are guff, don't get me wrong. They are slightly guff, but Chelsea are guff of the guff of the guff. Like, they're so bad at the moment. Forest's B team basically beat them 3-0 until João Pedro just scored an overhead worldie. And Szoboszlai, it's similar to Bruno, right? Everything seems to go through Szoboszlai. Verts, it should be going through Verts, but Szoboszlai seems to be the guy who's coming into it and going, right, I'm going to take the ball now. I'm going to score this free kick. I'm going to whip this ball in. He's the guy. Because what I'm tempted to do, if for whatever reason Semenyo blanks or Bruno gets his assist, breaks the record, I can then go Bruno or Semenyo to then go Saka. The other option is, if Gyökeres is in for me, 100% I'm getting Gyökeres without question. The other idea I do have is, if I do want to sell Virgil and I don't bench boost, I could just get Saliba and just have the double Arsenal defence. Or I just get Gyökeres and then I sell Royce for Raya. That's my other option as well. But that all depends if I don't bench boost it. I mean, to be fair, the only other thing I could do, if I did want to do that and I just sort of forget the Saka thing, see, it's annoying because I'm one off. I'll be one off Szoboszlai because I would actually take a -4 for Gyökeres, Raya, Szoboszlai. I'd prefer that. But then it means I can't get Szoboszlai unless I take a -8, which I don't want to do. I can't get another City player because I've already got the three. Jules mentioned Gallagher in his differential of the week in the FPL pod. And I can't lie, I don't hate it. I actually don't hate it. But yeah, look, getting Gallagher on a -4 ain't worthy. I am more inclined right now to get Gyökeres and Szoboszlai. If I really want Szoboszlai, then worst case scenario, I mean, and I want a bench boost, then the other option is also going elsewhere with the keeper. I mean, I could go Pickford. He's got Palace, Sunderland, Spurs at his last three games. I could go Henderson for the double, but I don't think Palace keep a clean sheet. Lammens, potentially. Kelleher with the save points. See, goalkeeper-wise, I mean, Brighton do have nice fixtures, so I could go there. I could also go Martinez for the Villa game. There is that option as well, as they have Burnley. Yeah, I'm struggling, to be honest, where to go. The other thing I could do, I could leave the keepers alone. And I could sell Harry, this is if I want a bench boost. I could sell Harry Wilson, then I've got 7.1 to spend on someone else. But again, it's the same thing. I can't get another City. No Palace really appeal to me because they rotate like there's no tomorrow. Tells or Gallagher, maybe, if I want to get on that Spurs vibe again. Yeah, Gyökeres and Szoboszlai are the ones I want. The more I think about it, the more I'm not overly against selling Bruno for Saka. But, I can't do that. If I had to do it now, I'd get Gyökeres and Szoboszlai and save the bench boost till 38 or 37. That's my current thinking. Which I'm not overly against. I want to keep the double Brentford for that Palace game and even the Liverpool game as well. Szoboszlai is sticking out for me. And I think that's the one I want to do. Ideally, I get Gyökeres and Saka. But selling Virgil for 4.3 and a hit just to get them two in just doesn't appeal to me. We'll have to wait and see. That's where my head is at the moment. I'm very 50-50 whether I want to play the bench boost. Thing is, if I do play the bench boost, I want Saka and Gyökeres and ideally Szoboszlai, but then that potentially even means a -8, and that's not happening. That's where we're at. The only caveat is, if I do Gyökeres and Szoboszlai, I can just bench boost without a hit. I mean, the problem is, you've got Dubravka against a crap Villa side. I mean, if I do that, then, I mean, to be fair, the only one who doesn't have a nice fixture other than Dubravka, like, Dubravka is the only one where I don't like the fixture. So I could get Henderson for the, you know, just to get those points back. I don't know who else I'd want, really. Verbruggen, I guess, for a hit against Wolves. I mean, it's not the worst idea in the world. Now I'm thinking about it. I could go Gyökeres to Boslai for Bruggen with a -4 and bench boost the rest of that. That's not terrible. I don't mind it. So maybe that is where I go. But then I got Roofs against United. So, but then are United's going to go on the beach now? I don't know. I'm really struggling. But I think Gyökeres and Szoboszlai is the way I'm going to go. Unless I get really FOMO about not having Gyökeres and Saka. Yeah, that's it, guys. Slightly shorter pod than I normally do. And purely that is because I've no idea what I'm doing really this week. But, you know, I'm going to try not to stress about it. I want to have fun with it. There's 3 game weeks to go. 15 points to catch up. Hopefully I can do it. Otherwise, I'm going to get absolutely battered at Fest and on the 24th of May as well. To be fair, I've been battered all week by the lot of them. But, yeah, that's the FPL Bands group for you. Yeah, love to them all, as always. We have a good laugh in there. But yeah, that's at the moment. That's my, if you hold a gun to my head and the deadline's in 2 minutes, Gyökeres and Szoboszlai is probably what I do. And then whether I bench boost or not, that would literally be a flip of a coin at the moment. I do like the idea of holding it to 38, and I'm 60% gonna hold it till 38, 40% gonna do it this week. But yeah, we'll wait and see. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and green arrows.